And finally, because it's Thanksgiving and we're talking about gratitude, I want to tell you about somebody I'm grateful for. Her name was Virginia Dean. She was my ninth grade English teacher and dorm parent. When I think about whatever success I've achieved, she, as much as anybody, is one of the people I hold responsible. Can I just tell you, if you were to pick somebody out of a book as a mentor for yours truly, she is not the one who would come to mind. When we met, she was a classic New England, I have to say it because she would, spinster type, steel gray hair that looked like it was cut with a butter knife, held off her face with an assortment of headbands with things like whales on them, baggy skirts that swished around a hemline of no particular length, waxy nicotine-stained fingers, a cigarette never far away, the ugliest shoes you ever saw. Me, classic urban teenager, never been anywhere other than the city I lived in or my grandmother's house in Philadelphia. A big fro that I had just learned to pick to perfection. Platform shoes that were treacherous on the ice, but of which I was very proud. And no real connection to or knowledge of anybody or anyone outside of my own circle. I don't know what it was that she saw in me, but she saw something. I knew I was bright, but I had never really been challenged in school. Miss Dean made it her business to see that I was. She would call me into her study, where she would be having a nip of sherry, I know she never offered me any, and say, "Dearie, I think we need you in a different class. Dearie, I think we need you to try out for the debate team. Dearie, I think we need to send you down to Washington with this program I heard about." After a couple of months of this, I found myself skipping the 10th grade, and after a bit more of this, I found myself applying to go to college a year early. On my part, there were financial concerns, but I didn't really want her to know that. She figured it out and tried to get me to stay, but when it became clear I was going to go, she gave me bus fare to visit the colleges to which I had been accepted. It has to be said that in my adolescent narcissism, I never learned much about her until after she was long gone. I learned after her death that she loved to teach, but felt forced to choose between teaching and having a family, since pregnant teachers were almost always forced to quit their jobs in her day. But she regretted never having a family of her own and resented the fact that as her parents aged and felt ill, it was assumed that she, as the spinster girl, would always be around to clean up the mess. And when I learned that, I realized why she never tried to give me boyfriend advice, but slyly managed to steer me in the direction of those who could. And it worked. My choices weren't always the best, but there was no permanent scarring. Here's the other reason I'm thinking about her. We live in a time when we seem to have the idea that everybody should just stick to their own. Black folks with $3 to rub together are constantly being hammered if they don't keep it real, whatever that means. And I see the same thing with other ethnic groups. Take care of your own seems to be the mantra. But if that had been Miss Dean's attitude, where would I be? By skin color, by heritage, I was not one of her own. But she made me her own. We should all be so lucky. Thanks to all of you who called in to share your Thanksgiving thoughts. We want to wish everyone a happy and healthy holiday. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Don't you know, I know a girl, the sweetest of things. She is to me, the weight of my world dissolves at her fingertips. Long have I asked the sky, just how could I deserve someone like you? Oh girl, don't you know that I love you true? Whispers of spring, they brighten my fall. The light in her voice could lead me clear through it all. Oh, what a joy to see that you must be the girl of whom I dream. Oh, ask for my heart and you shall receive. Song with me.